This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New details have been released about a harrowing shooting last December in Denver and Jefferson County. The DA, Alexis King, says she will not file charges against two Lakewood police officers who shot and killed a man who murdered five people. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The man wore a tactical vest with the word police and had already murdered three people in two separate locations in Denver before he headed to a tattoo parlor in Jefferson County. He shot the manager there and fled, shooting at a Lakewood police officer afterwards. The shooter then went into a restaurant, pointed a handgun at a female employee, then went to a hotel, killed a front desk clerk before he encountered another police officer. They exchanged gunfire. And he shot that officer, Ashley Ferris. While wounded on the ground, she fired back and ultimately killed the gunman. D.A. King called the actions of both officers heroic in a decision letter not to charge them with any crimes. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in the city of Aurora, the city will give out free security equipment this Saturday as it navigates a wave of auto thefts. Aurora police say more than 4,200 vehicles have been reported stolen this year. Saturday's event will offer steering wheel locks, catalytic converter tags, and firearm locks. People can also get prescription drug disposal bags. Aurora City Council is considering whether to introduce mandatory minimum sentences for car thieves. Denver's public transit system, RTD, has named its next police chief. Joel Fitzgerald Sr. has served as police chief in four cities, and he brings more than 30 years of law enforcement experience to the role. Fitzgerald will manage officers across the 40 cities where RTD operates. This is CPR and KRCC.